In Genjo Koan, Dogen writes, when one side is illumined, the other side is dark. Fundamentally, life is this way, and fundamentally, illumined is fine, dark is fine. Notice if you believe otherwise, if you privilege one illumined or denigrate dark. And I will restate this, when we affirm one side, we are blind to the other side. Yes, when one side is illumined, the other side is dark. This is so. This is our life, our one-sided life of not one-sidedness. This is not one-sided reality. No matter how much we or others think or believe that it is so, or try to make it so, with our feelings and actions and all sorts of troubling holding. And yet, when we stick to one side in terms of thoughts, feelings, beliefs, one set of expectations of this moment, we can force life, or try to force life, into this one-sidedness for us and cut our life off. It's almost as if we're compounding, cooking, and serving suffering as our life, allowing this one-sided poison to seep into and permeate our life. And this is so. When one side is illumined, the other side is dark. Nothing else. Even doing, being seemingly contradictory and seemingly mutually exclusive things, we are just here now. Nothing else, nowhere else. It's only holding on to attachments and beliefs. Please notice these. Right now, holding these keeps us from being who we are, this life that we are. Even though it can keep us, because this is our life. This one side is illumined, the other side is dark opportunity is the whole truth right now. This is flowers falling regret. This is weeds springing up dislike. In traditional Buddhist terms, being human means we have the ability to choose in the midst of this moment life forces, this moment balance of karma. If we're not overwhelmed by pleasure, pain, not blinded and incapacitated by it, we can be this moment and, where skillful efforts are needed, we can make these practice efforts. We can be nurtured and make good use of practice supports right now. And doing so opens us to this never closed, unconditioned that we are. Doing so is responding as this moment bodhisattva, making good use of arising conditions, friendships, beings, working with pain, misery, and suffering when those arise, so that we are not blinded by the self-centeredness, by our human poisons of pride and fear. Then we can embody this bodhisattva practice that we are. If we don't identify and hold to the mental states such as unhappiness or stress, we won't live exclusively in those realms. Then even those realms, human points of view, are wisdom, are awareness manifesting. See, mental states, body, mind, stress come and go, change. This is awareness, practice up zazen, and this is our opportunity of manifesting who we are. In modern physics, we speak of quantum reality, and one aspect of this is that when quantum reality is measured or expressed in one way, it loses, so to speak, its vastness and gets forced into an either-or one-sidedness. If we stick to one-sidedness in our life, we miss the boundless life we are. The prajna, wisdom emptiness that embraces all the myriad forms of our life. So it's not the arising of one-sidedness that creates difficulties, the arising of something else somewhere else that creates difficulties, but the sticking to it, the being caught by it. In the Zen tradition, we have an expression of being a board-carrying person, meaning if you carry a board upright on your shoulder, it covers things on that side of you that you might otherwise see. So we are blinded by the board and miss life. That's what board-carrying person is used to express. Nevertheless, being board carrying is completely this moment, endless dimensions, prajna, wisdom, unless we refuse to allow this to be so by our actions and reactions. Unless we make the quantum dimensions of our life into a dualistic I versus not I, a dualistic self versus others. The truth is, if you are blinded, be blinded completely by this sport. Be blind, deaf, dumb, not knowing. Because right here is always the illuminating radiance of our life. This mysterious darkness which nurtures our universe. See? So our task is to be this limitless that you are. Be this boundless dimension expansiveness that you are, even in the midst of arising ideas, fears, habits of limits, of should and should not, something else, somewhere else. Be this that you are, which is boundless dimensions, just right here.